now let's turn our attention to the Tenderloin, where getting healthy food often isn't easy. Without a full-service grocery store in the neighborhood, residents rely on corner stores. And according to Tenderloin resident Steve Tennis, what they sell is...
poison. Just poison. Mothers with their little kids in their arms or in a stroller, what is the first thing these children see that are 2, 3, 4 years old? Candy, alcohol, dirty books, but nothing healthy. And if this is your experience day in and day out or week in and week out, it doesn't take long for you to get hardwired to that food source.
Well, their merchandise isn't nutritious. The stores are part of the fabric of the neighborhood. So a team of residents asked themselves, what if they could get the store owners to welcome change? KALW's Melanie Young has more.
278.
The afternoon rushes on at Radman's produce store in the Tenderloin. AJ, the cashier, gives one customer a hard time about the armful of instant noodles he's getting.
I'm going to kill you, man. It's too much sodium.
No, I don't eat them all at one time.
Yeah, I eat all at one time.
This district has the city's highest concentration of convenience stores. According to the San Francisco Department of Public Health, the ratio of unhealthy to healthy food retailers here is 97% to 3%. Those are bad odds for locals. Many have mobility issues and can't venture out of the neighborhood to get groceries. And some, like Fred DeJamco, have complicated health issues that make poor nutrition especially dangerous.
So dose medication, when you go overweight, you really could really cause a lot of damage in your system.
Diabetes, lung disease, and cancer rates are especially high here. And more than a third of the residents live with a disability.
It's hard for me because I still eat a lot of junk food, and I don't do that anymore.
Last year, DeJamco joined the Tenderloin Healthy Corner Store Coalition. They rated local markets on a healthiness scale. They also created a shopping guide showing what fresh products like milk, eggs, or fruit each store carries. Now, the city is working with them to transform one store in the Tenderloin. They chose Radman's on Turk and Jones.
I am Fidel Radman. I'm the owner of Radman's Produce Market.
Radman's has been there since 1998. He's currently expanding into the vacant space next door.
As you see, we're down there to the far left. Is our extended area, the new area that we added to the store. And in that area, we are going to have fresh meat. We'll have grains, the bulk grains, and locally baked breads.
Radman's is already ahead of the health curve in many ways. Unlike most of the stores here, it doesn't sell alcohol. While that hurts Radman's profit margin, he says he can't stand seeing what liquor does to the neighborhood.
We see them every day. You know, people who consume alcohol, you know, they're in bad shape, they sleep on the sidewalk, and it's just a very sad scene.
Since it opened, the store has carried a small selection of produce, but that hasn't worked out so well.
No, they're not very profitable at all. You know, many times we lose on that.
That could be because of his presentation.
So have you looked at his produce? It's not very attractive.
Larry Bouchia is the president of Sudi Associates, a grocery design firm.
He's selling produce, but he's not managing produce the right way.
Bruce is providing pro bono expertise for the project. He says produce can be more profitable than packaged goods.
Cigarettes have an 11% margin. Frito-Lay potato chips or those kinds of chips have an 18% margin. And alcohol is a 25% margin.
Bruce says those are pretty easy to sell. They don't go bad. But he says, consider this.
Natural foods have a 35% margin, and produce has a 40% margin with a 10% loss.
That's a much better profit margin, even considering what spoils, so long as you know what you're doing.
It's a matter of learning how to manage produce, and that's what we do. Our team goes in there and teaches the owners on how to manage produce.
So this is what, about 3 days? How long have you had it?
Four days.
Yeah.
Scott Schaefer is a consultant with Sudi Associates. He's checking up on the produce in Rodman's refrigerator, showing the store owner how to revive some slightly wilted greens.
Yeah, so what I would do with this is throw them in a sink.
Schaefer tells him to put them in a sink with warm water. That opens up the plant's cells. So when Radman puts it back in the fridge...
it goes... it pops up.
Schaefer and Radman are clambering all over the store. They're rearranging merchandise and setting up displays that will make the produce stand out. Schaefer says he wants the sexy stuff up front because sex sells.
Berries are always sexy. Grapes are sexy, right?
Right,
people like
those things.
To help Radman figure out precisely what else people in the Tenderloin want to buy, the Corner Store Coalition conducted hundreds of surveys all around the neighborhood. So far, broccoli and oatmeal look like the big winners. But the advisors are not suggesting he turn his store completely upside down.
You just can't go and let's change the store into a natural food store. It would fail. It will fail.
Instead, grocery consultant Larry Bouchia says it needs to be an evolutionary process.
And you attract the mothers that are in the neighborhood, and they start coming to your store and buying and feeling comfortable coming to your store, you start changing who your consumer is.
And they start buying and eating healthier, eventually. For now, though, mothers and kids can continue to haggle over how many sugary treats to buy at the corner store. But not for long. The Healthy Corner Store Coalition has reached out to nearly every market in the neighborhood. 12 store owners attended a workshop last month to learn more about the initiative. And Radman's will have its grand healthy reopening during Sunday Streets in the Tenderloin on April 13th.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm just waiting for that day when, you know, really have the whole store, you know, in full operation, you know.
The coalition and Sudi Associates will work with him for the next several years to make sure it all works out. In San Francisco, I'm Melanie Young for Cross Currents.